I'd like now to welcome Jorge Garcia. He is a member of the Aztec dance community here in New Mexico, and he is here to talk to us about a celebration that's coming up here in Santa Fe at El Museo Cultural on the night of Friday, February 20th, and it's the 16th annual celebration to commemorate the birth of the last Tlatloani of the Mexico Tenochtitlan Cuauhtémocsin. Indigenous words. Tell us what this is all about.
Well, first of all, one of the things that we have to remember is that in 1525, when the Spaniards moved into Mexico, Tenochtitlan, and fought, and the Aztecs or the Mexica people fought their last battle, the resistance for preserving their way of life and the culture that they had inherited from many cultures before them, the Olmecs and the Toltecs, did not stop at that point. And so from 1525 up to now, many celebrations have remained within the Mexican communities across Mexico and the U.S. Southwest. And so the U.S. Southwest has a very special connection to Mexico, and so one of the reasons why we continue, and it has been more than 15 years that we celebrate the birth of Cuauhtémoc, that young person, is because we want to preserve the cultures and the traditions that provide us with the family values that are most needed in today's society.
So, what actually happens at this celebration? It's an overnight, I guess you would say, ritual. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's an all-night vigil it's a spiritual celebration that allows us to connect at least spiritually to the captains or the people who have preserved our tradition as Mexicans. And so different forms, if you will, take place throughout the night. A lot of songs are sang to remember some of the leaders that have passed on, and there's a beautiful form that is created with flowers that is called the Nahui Olin, or the Olin form, which signifies the balance that we have to continue on preserving. So this very special ceremony that has been preserved for all these years continues on. And so this goes on from like 10 o'clock at night all the way to around 6 o'clock in the morning. That's when we finished. And the whole night, entire families and kids and everybody gets involved. It's a very, very tedious process to complete the entire ritual. And then that's also a night ritual. And then the next day, like around 10 o'clock, that's when we start we call it a solar, it's like a sun dance within the Aztec tradition. A sun dance or a solar dance or solar day ceremony begins from like 10 o'clock all the way to 4 or 5, depending on the number of danzantes that come to the celebration.
People in New Mexico and in Santa Fe have a close relationship culturally to their ancestors in Spain. But what about the relationship between Santa Fe and Mexico itself, which is really a lot of what this is all about?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, in order to avoid differences that I think that going back into historical records allows us to see the relationship between New Mexicans and Mexicans in a whole in a different light. For example, we know for a fact that in 1610, more or less around the time when Santa Fe was founded by the Spaniards that moved up through the Torquemada Trail, from Central Mexico to New Mexico, we know that around 700 Tlaxcaltecas, indigenous peoples that included Tlaxcaltecas, Mixtecas, and Otomis, and other tribes, came along with the Spaniards. There were only 250 Spaniards, 150 which were soldiers, and then by 1640. The number of indigenous people had increased, and the number of Spaniards had decreased, and so there is a very strong connection. Of course, another thing that happened in 1610, and we're talking almost 100 years after 1525, is that the society had changed, the rules had changed, and a lot of the indigenous peoples that were moving along with the Spaniards, they were calling themselves Españoles as well. And so in the consciousness of a lot of people, there's this notion of Spain as a motherland. But in effect, there is more connections to Mexico than there is to Spain, because in 1610, it was a clear benefit to a lot of the peoples moving up to claim themselves Españoles, so they could also get land from the government. And so there is a lot of connection to Mexico, and I will say that there is more connection to Mexico, in fact, that there is with Spain. It's just that, again, you know, when the Anglos moved into New Mexico 1848, well, it was a lot better to recognize oneself as more European than Mexican, because they brought a whole different benefits to the population here. And so I think that the connections that one claim along the time have been more for economic and social reasons than actual bloodlines connected to Spain in this case.
No? What is it like for you and for the people participating in this event to do this dancing, to stay up all night? What's actual the physical and emotional and spiritual experience like?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, in today's society and with today's religion, there is a very, very much a disconnection between doing a sacrifice as part of a spiritual experience, and by consequence, not offering much of what we can offer more than sitting in a mass, for example, for 1 hour. I think that sacrificing oneself always brings us a true benefit of understanding why we do what we do, you know, and for what reason. And so in this case, staying up all night and then dance the next day, it allows us not only to honor those who preserved these rituals for hundreds of years, no, for many, many, many years, but it also, on the very personal level, allows us to be conscious of the responsibility that we have in taking care of these ceremonies and preserving for the next generations. And so it's a very personal, it becomes a personal commitment that is done to making a personal sacrifice. And I think that in terms of becoming a true spiritual experience, without getting into this notion of a very close, a very religious notion of spirituality, in a very humane way, allows us to experience that firsthand and providing something to what we consider to be sacred.
Jorge Garcia is a member of the Aztec dance community, and he will be along with the Conformidad de Danza Azteca Chichimeca of Nuevo Mexico at the El Museo Cultural this Friday, February 20th from 9 o'clock on. The celebration will take place all night. ElMuseoCultural.org on the web, 992-0591 is the number. Jorge, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.